You are tuning in to the Atlanta Realtors Rundown, the official podcast for the Atlanta Realtors. We're here to keep you updated with the latest trends, topics, and keep you in the know of our ever-changing Atlanta market. We hope you enjoy this episode.
Welcome back to the Atlanta Realtors Rundown. I'm your host, Kate Wright, and I'm here today with Tony Glynn. I'm so excited to have you in here. We are going to be talking about a topic that I know a little bit about, but only enough to be dangerous. So I'm thrilled to have somebody who we would consider in our podcast committee all kind of put our heads together, and your name came out, and so we are thrilled to have you at this table. I would love to start, Tony, by just having you introduce yourself.
All right.
And tell us a little bit about you, your personal life, what you care to share, and your history of getting to the point where you are now in real estate, because as I understand it, it was not your first career.
No, it was not. How you doing? It's great to be here. Thank you for having me. Mm-hmm. I am Tony Glynn. I am originally from South Georgia, a little small town called Cairo, spelled like Cairo, but pronounced Cairo, known for syrup, believe it or not. So much so that the high school mascot is Syrup Makers. That's it, top 10 weirdest names on ESPN. But I grew up in Cairo, Georgia, left there in the 80s and went straight to the military out of high school. I was in the military for 5 years, Desert Storm Marine. After the Marine Corps, went into the police department, corrections, realized really wasn't making that much money, and moved from North Carolina to Atlanta in 2000. Got into IT with one of my Marine Corps brothers, was able to work for a company, IBM and a couple other companies, small companies for a few years. It wasn't until 2015 I got diagnosed with prostate cancer. My wife encouraged me to take a step back, look at my health. A year later in 2016, I was diagnosed with sinus cancer.
Goodness.
So after all the little treatment from that, took a break from everything. The VA was willing to help me to go back to school. Was at KSU for a year, from 2018 to 2019. Wanted to take a break. Decided to take a break in 2019. And my wife asked me, what do you really want to do? You don't seem passionate about this at all anymore. Mm. Like my views had changed.
Right.
Coming off the radiation table makes you look at things a little different. Makes you take life a little more seriously on what you want, what your passions are. My passion's always been to help. So, I thought about to a couple of years prior to that, I had the pleasure of meeting Deanne Golden.
Ah.
She floated in the room.
Yes, as she does.
Took my wife and I by the heart, and I said, whatever Deanne's doing, I want to do, because she is lighting up the room. Mm-hmm. And I enjoy talking to her. My wife and I both decided at that time we would go into real estate together. She had been talking about it for 10 years and never done it. And she was not going to allow me to do it without her.
Right.
So in 2019, we took the real estate exam together, passed the test together. And upon our research in that, as a veteran, we found out it was only one company that supported veterans as far as a brokerage of being able to pay back. And mm-hmm. who was the broker, the managing broker? Deanne Golden. So with Deanne, they were able to pay for veterans' schooling, testing, license, board member fees here.
Wow.
For the first year, and they were the only company that offered that. So,
nice.
So Deanne was our segue into real estate in 2019.
That's so cool. I love to hear that.
Yeah.
Deanne is a very impactful person in this industry.
We love her.
Especially here at this association.
Absolutely.
So, I love to hear her, you know, the ripple effect of people's relationships and how they're even drawing people into this industry.
It's her fault.
Well, here you are. And so we're excited to have you in here today. And even in just this, I would say short, but it's really not short anymore, time's flying, right? So
yeah,
you're coming up on 5 years.
Yes, now.
Yeah. So at this point, you're just an industry expert, in my opinion. I love to hear just a little bit about where you feel, obviously, first of all, thank you for your service.
That was my pleasure.
But secondly, where you feel like, you know, I would imagine you connect with people who are veterans naturally, mainly just due to your background, but also through what you can do for them. We just hit on the head of what was a company or a brokerage was able to do for you as a veteran, which
absolutely.
I think is very important and likely much appreciated. And I'm not myself a veteran, but I appreciate that there are companies doing things for our veterans. But then, you know, in turn, you have a business that's kind of built around and caters to veterans. So I think that the first thing that I would like to just kind of discuss is that there's a lot of agents out here, myself included, that when we start real estate and we don't have experience with veteran products, right, tend to be a little bit intimidated by them. And I think it's really just for lack of better knowledge, right? Because absolutely, at this point, I've been in real estate about 14 years. I have done my share of veteran transactions, and I certainly want to honor the veterans when they have that eligibility. I'm going to steer them toward trying to use that as a first route. Could you kind of start by giving us some insight into your experience with it, how you might advise a agent who isn't as familiar with veteran VA loans? Right. Just kind of give us just a big picture of your stance on how to explain it and teach about it. And
the main thing, I guess, with agents, we hear about, if they never had experience, it's always what someone else says. It's a big thing about the different myths of dealing with veterans VA loans. A lot of times in the past, the missteps have been either from a lender or a different agent who wasn't familiar with it.
Right.
And of course, that bad information is always passed along as, you don't want to deal with XYZ, which isn't always the truth. So the greatest thing is to get past myths, the bad things or whatnot associated with VA loans, the appraisals are harder or whatnot. And that's not necessarily true. It takes longer to close VA loans. No, with today's technology, that's no longer true as well. So different things in the past has kind of led people to shy away from things that somebody may have had one bad experience with. Me personally, I've never had a bad experience with it. Mm-hmm. Most of the lenders will tell you, like you just said, if you have an opportunity to take it, take it. It's usually a better for the veteran as far as saving money on different financing fees, what have it. So that would be my take on that.
Right.
Just information.
So the benefits to veterans for utilizing this loan and this eligibility, I know that they're not all the same for each person. If you were talking to a new agent and wanted to give them some knowledge before sitting down with someone who was a VA client, what would you tell them to advise that client? Like, if I came to you and I said, Tony, I'm a veteran. I've never bought a house. I really don't know where to start. I don't know what this is going to look like. What should I do?
Okay. There's a lot of great information out here. And then actually with it is I can be able to put together a great packet, buyer's or seller side, to give you all the information as far as what the benefits are for the veteran. There's a lot of benefits out there that's not being tapped into for that community. So when it comes to from zero down payments to competitive rates, no PMIs, seller's assistance, and the list goes on. Mm-hmm. So the main thing is just getting to know client, what their needs are, and meet them where their needs are.
Right. So sharing with them the benefits of this product and that they've earned it.
Absolutely. Every bit of it.
And that we want them to use it.
Please.
And as real estate agents, we should be promoting it rather than shunning it or pushing it to the side because we don't maybe feel comfortable or haven't had an experience ourselves with it. I think that another key to having success with these, like you mentioned, you've not had a bad experience.
Right.
I have not either.
Okay.
But I would dare not put a client in the hands of a lender who wasn't familiar or comfortable or confident in their ability to fulfill VA loans.
Absolutely. So very important.
And that's another thing that I think I would point out, you know, to people listening is make sure you have lenders who are really confident, not somebody who's saying that they can do them.
Yeah, we have a program for you, but they don't know anything about it.
Right.
That is probably where most of the myths come from.
I would imagine.
Yeah, but most of the lenders who did not know what they were doing.
Right.
I believe that.
And so, you know, working with a seasoned lender or someone who does have VA experience, and, you know, it's not inappropriate to move aside from a lender that you might already have a relationship with if there's another lender who does have a specialty, maybe in VA or has that ability to do a little bit more with those products. I know that when I have clients that need a VA loan, we go in a different direction because there's different lenders that do different things.
Absolutely.
So I would advise, I would encourage, and I think you'd agree, for agents who are planning to work with VA buyers to have a couple people in their back pocket, a couple lenders in their back pocket that they've already vetted.
Yeah, absolutely.
And know, have the ability and the history of working with VA loans.
I agree 100%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So And in that same breath, that lender can partner with you in the transaction, especially if it's your first time,
right?
And help walk you through advising the client about this type of loan. I know the first time I did one, I leaned heavily on the lender.
That's great.
Just to educate me as well, because you know funding fees and right. what can a VA buyer
pay for?
Yeah. Do you want to share a little bit about that?
Yeah, actually, it was some of the fees that the VA restricts certain things from being on the buyer, and I didn't know that either. Being a veteran and even using the VA loan, it was like, oh, wait, no, I'm not allowed to pay for that. That was like, well, yeah, we have to amend that contract, and you have to do that really quickly to make sure it goes through. So the VA definitely wants to protect the veteran when it comes to the contracts and how it goes through. So it's oh, my God, it's paramount that someone that actually is knowledgeable. So you want to definitely partner with that.
And if you're not familiar, I would say, you know, for someone who's listening to this and they're like, oh, gosh, I don't know who I'm supposed to talk to, maybe seek somebody in your brokerage who has experience working with VA buyers and ask them to maybe join you on the transaction or sit down for a coffee to get some of their connections and some of their advice. Because like you said, there's a lot of myths that get passed along when something doesn't go well.
Right.
But there's not a lot of good information that's getting shared. And so I think it's vital that you have somebody in your corner who really knows what they're doing.
Yeah, I agree 100%.
Yeah, because we want the idea would be to serve the veteran properly, right? And
that's
to
it.
Utilize this loan. Is there anything else like myth-wise or stuff that you hear or people that come to you asking questions or seeking advice or maybe somebody in your brokerage who's like, Tony's that guy. He's the VA guy. We got to call him. What are like the most common questions or concerns or speed bumps that people, you see agents facing?
Okay, when it comes to thinking of veterans, first of all, I'm sorry.
Or veterans, either way.
Yeah, but the main thing was the misinformation of you can only use it once or you need to wait. For some reason, a lot of people thought they needed to wait until it was a house they really liked versus being able to use your VA loan over and over again.
Sure.
So that was one of the main things a veteran was like, well, I'm going to wait. I'm going to go buy this one FHA or conventional first and use it later.
Like, interesting.
Well, why would you wait till later? So it was a lot of misinformation on how many times you are eligible to use your benefits on that. And then when it comes to agents, it's just making sure that the contingencies, the VA loan's contingency is appropriate on there. Because a lot of people are like, oh, it's a VA loan contingency? I said, yeah, with every contract that you submit, that has to be on there for the VA loan.
Mm-hmm.
It's a must. So that was just one thing was educating people on making sure that the contracts are right. If you don't have the contract right, it can be a mess for you.
With that VA contingency, now, granted, we're doing this podcast in 2024. Things change. Things change.
Drastically.
Okay, so anyone who's listening to this, if you listen to this in a year from now and something's changed, don't hold Tony or I to it, okay?
Please.
But at this point today in 2024, at the beginning of Q1 2024, what is the way that you would advise an agent to fill out that VA loan to protect that veteran and to ensure that they are doing their due diligence on the financing side for them? I mean, there are some specifics and some details that need to be on the VA loan that are not on a conventional.
Right, and then the main thing is understanding that the loan itself is, and I think it's a myth with thinking that it is paid for by the VA, and it's actually just backed by the VA, and understanding that the VA back loan works with the lender. So the main thing is actually getting with that qualified lender to making sure you're filling out the information correctly when it comes to contingencies, what fees are available and not available for that buyer or seller to even partake in.
Right.
And those are some of the main things I think of that comes to mind first on that.
So, again, here we go back to partnering with that lender.
Oh, one of the most important things is being knowledgeable with everyone involved.
Right, and communicating, and not just filling something in because you're in a rush.
No, that's...
Yeah, I've seen that. And I think that that's why some people might have not great experiences because they're not doing their due diligence,
right?
You know, as an agent, or maybe they just didn't understand what it took or what they needed to put on there. So communicating with the lender, ensuring that the lender has communicated well with the buyer and that you also are communicating well with the buyer. When we're on the listing side... You know, we've been in a pretty competitive market.
Absolutely.
When we're on the listing side and we get a pile of offers, I have heard people say that they we're going to move the cash offer to the front of the pile. We're going to move the conventional offer with the most down payment to the top of the pile. Whatever it might be in terms of competitiveness that makes an offer stand out. How could somebody maneuver and position a VA buyer to have success in a multiple offer situation?
In a multiple offer situation, it also depends on the veteran. Sometimes the veteran has a lot of access personally outside of the VA contingencies or restraints or whatnot to be a little bit more competitive than most people know. And here we go back again to making sure you have a very knowledgeable lender, because lenders are very crafty at saying, okay, this is what, Tony, this is what I can do for you. This is how you position it. Like, wow, I didn't even think of that. So partnering with the right people is paramount. And it's just so it's a ways of creating from escalation clauses up to the making sure that escalation clause to a certain appraisal. So you know as well as I do, it's a lot of things to be able to position your contract to be very attractive. And then the veterans can do that as well.
Right. So just maneuvering strategically outside of the actual lending portion, maybe with earnest money, short due diligence periods, things like that. And then I think that the other thing that I've found success with, and I'm not an expert like you are, but I have found success in making sure that I'm having very concise, clear, thorough conversations with the listing agents and asking them, hey, I'm submitting a VA loan. I just want to make sure you feel comfortable and confident with our ability to do this. Would it help you if my lender gave you a call? Are there any questions you need to ask me over the phone that we don't have to, you know, email back and forth and me wonder if you're understanding? Yeah. Just having really top tier communication with that listing agent. Because a lot of the times the listing agents are like, oh, I didn't even realize that.
Right. And then also I've realized the most important question is asking the selling agent, like, what's important to your client? Mm-hmm. A lot of times if we don't ask, how would you even know what's important to the client? So we're submitting things that might not even be important to the seller.
Absolutely.
And you're out of the pile just simply because you didn't even ask.
Right.
What's important to you?
Right.
We can meet you there.
Right. Yeah. And then I'll circle back again to the lender.
That's,
you know,
it.
Having an excellent lender in your corner positions you to be more competitive on timelines, positions you to be more competitive. You know, I've got my lenders will call the listing agent, hey, just wanted to give you a buzz, let you know this person is more than qualified. If we had to, they could have gone conventional.
Yeah.
But just giving them a little bit more background and giving them a little bit more confidence in the ability for that buyer to perform has, I'm sure for you as well, yielded good results.
It has. And also being able to back to the lender again, we'll be able to close in 21 days or even less. Like, okay, they're already fully underwritten.
Right.
Even though a veteran, they are ready to go.
Right.
They can pull the trigger and we can close in a couple of weeks, really, you know. And I've even had a lender say, man, this guy can close in 10 days if we wanted to, but we're going to push it back just for, you know, inspections, appraisals, whatnot.
Right.
And, of course, during COVID time, we saw those things like, hey, man, we're passing by a lot of those things and just we're ready to go. So, so being with the right people, it matters.
Right.
Yeah.
So far in our conversation, I think what my takeaways and my sticking points would be is if you're not familiar with a VA loan, if you haven't worked with a lot of VA clients, listing or buy side, start familiarizing yourself with the product.
Right.
Find a team, a group of lenders or people within your office that do have the experience and ability to do these things and have conversations on the front end so that you're not scrambling to try to figure this out at the time that person needs you.
Right.
Communication, obviously important.
Very.
And then also just helping, I think, educating even the client, the veteran, on how the product works, because like you said, some of the veterans don't even know that they can use their eligibility more than once.
No clue.
And am I wrong? I don't know if this is an exact thing or not, but I had a veteran client recently who did not use all of his eligibility.
Okay.
Is there a way that, is that something? I mean, maybe that's a question for a lender, but.
It is more on the lending side, but the eligibility, it can be broken up, even to the point where I know that one veteran was able to assume another veteran's loan, and that took a little bit of time, but they still had eligibility left over what they were paying for on their previous property. And I was like, wow, I didn't know that. So that was something I learned recently about just the different things about not using up all of your eligibility, and can be enforced property to property. And I had no clue about that until recently myself.
Right. Yeah. I just learned that.
I've been in it for a few years.
And I didn't personally assist on the second transaction, so I don't know it was someone relocating. But all that to say, it opened my mind to that question of, okay, so there's more than just, oh, I use my eligibility and I'm done.
Absolutely not.
like you said, educating that consumer in front of you who is the veteran and saying, look, we really need to use this product. It's good for you. You earned it. There's great benefit to it. If you don't know, let me teach you more about it so that you can utilize it properly. And ironically, when you educate a veteran, they're going to go typically educate somebody else.
Absolutely.
And that person's probably going to call you.
I hope so. Give me a call. I can help you.
Well, that's happened for me.
And if you're not using me, if I can help. And that's why I got into the business, just to help.
Yeah. Right. So I've had a couple of veteran clients that have not known a lot when they came to me, but they had been told that they should buy a house. They had the ability to do it. And I'm like, you sure do. So we sat down, educated them on what I know of the process. We sat, you know, sent them to the lender. The lender educated them. And very shortly after, two or three of their friends had come to me because they didn't know. And that's, I think that's a huge disservice to our, especially the younger veterans.
They have no clue.
And it's not just younger ones.
Yeah, yeah.
There's a lot of veterans that don't understand really the power.
Right.
And, you know, privilege it is to use that VA loan because they earned it, but it's a great tool.
It is. And it's an awesome thing. And I have one lender to always push that, man, they should use that first. And here's why. Mm-hmm. And I'm sitting there with the veteran as well, like, oh, wow. Okay. I'm learning with them
exactly.
On some things on the real estate side. Of course, these contracts I know,
right.
But when it comes to the lending programs, they change, you know, from year to year.
Yeah.
We know that from COVID, the interest rates, what have you. So, being with that lender who is up abreast of that is in paramount.
Yeah, somebody proactive too that will call you and say, "Hey
Tony, hey, this is the latest." Like,
yep.
Okay, like what? There's no max on the VA loan, really? I didn't know that.
I
thought it was a max on it. No, it's no low credit score. It doesn't matter the credit score. It just depends on the lender. Oh wow, I thought it was a certain credit score you had to have. No, that's not true. Mm-hmm. Wow, didn't know that.
Right.
Yeah, so just a couple of things you hear.
Just saying these things are things that a lot of the listeners, maybe the listeners today, you know, listening to this episode are veterans.
All right.
Maybe the listeners are agents who haven't worked with them, or maybe the listeners are agents who've worked with a lot of veterans. But just saying these things out loud are things that I think are nuggets and vital pieces of information that people need to hear, not just real estate agents.
Yeah, and it's a help in the community, period.
So do you do, you know, speaking of that, do you do anything, or do you have any community outreach, or do you have any social media presence that you use to educate people or to draw people in or to let them know that this is something that you specialize in or have experience with?
Me personally, I have put a few things on, and I'm now with a brokerage that has the first military division. Mm-hmm. So they put out a lot of information, social media. I'm doing that as well as social media. One of the local agencies here is Warrior Alliance. And Warrior Alliance is big on, man, you name it, from housing to healthcare to counseling, housing assistance, what have you. And partnering with them has been great because I get to volunteer with them and also put my name out there. So it's just about relationships, social media, being in the right place at the right time, trying to answer as many questions. And if I don't know, man, I'm going to find out for you.
Right.
You know, so it's that simple for me.
I think that's one of the best traits of a great agent is being able to say, I don't know, and I'm going to find out.
And I've been known to do that quite often. Like, wait, you asked what? Hold on.
Yeah.
And it's not that I may not have come across it, like, you know, like one of your friends here said recently in the podcast, chemo brain is real. So if I don't have it written down in front of me, I might have to go back and research it again. So that was it. It was just making sure I stay abreast of the information. And so the Warrior Alliance here in Atlanta has been a great advocate for veterans, period, mm-hmm. for all things, not just real estate. So when they come out to help, they come out to help.
And that's one of the resources that you're involved with the organization, but it's a resource that you can also share with others.
Oh, absolutely.
Are there any other resources or community outreach or opportunities that veterans have here in the Atlanta area that they could plug in with, or that agents could plug in with?
There are a few VSOs here. I'm a member of the VFW as well, Veterans of Foreign Wars. The American Legion has been big, and a couple other ones. So between those and the Warrior Alliance have been big for me as far as putting the information out that I'm aware of, because I'm part of volunteering for those guys. So then, of course, there's a few other websites they can go to get information as well.
Awesome. Well, I know that the VA clients I've worked with have been very happy with the results.
That's awesome.
And I'm sure you have as well. I've had situations where my clients have had to bring not a dime to the closing table.
Absolutely.
And they've gotten their earnest money back or whatever it was. So I have praise God, had great success with, with awesome. Veterans. And I think it's just such a cool outlet. And I would hope that, you know, agents would really work hard to educate their client base and their spheres about the benefits of VA loans.
Absolutely.
And I would hope that we are all educating our clients as well, like on the listing side, you know, sitting down and saying, like, here are the different offers we have.
Right.
I don't know if you've heard anything about any of these different types of loans, but this is how these all will play out, and giving, you know, the ability for a client who maybe isn't not experienced with a VA loan to understand more about what that product is.
Yeah.
So I think that there's a lot of ways we could be reaching out to the community. There's a lot of ways we could be educating a sphere, a client, sharing on social media, whatever it might be. But I think that the biggest takeaway that I have from all of this is really the education and the team.
That is huge.
And then the communication.
Yeah, that is huge.
Is there,
knowledge is key.
Absolutely. Is there anything that you've experienced or seen or heard that you were like, this is something that I really wish more people knew about, or something that I really wish less people would say? Any like sticking point or anything that you're like, this always happens, or this always comes up, or?
Yeah, and I think we go back to the myths, misinformations of the loan's taking longer, and that's not always the case. That might have been in the past. And also, I know when we do open houses and submit offers, it's usually on the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of the lenders that the veterans were going to, their loan officers didn't work on the weekends.
Right.
And you had to reach out on an email, and you might have to wait till Monday or whatnot, and you might have lost out on something because you had to wait. And, of course, now if you vet your lenders and understand, okay, are you available for my agent to call you on XYZ? You know, we're going out to see some houses on Saturday. Are you going to be available for a phone call? And I'm grateful to work with a bunch of different ones that would say, hey, man, this is the program I have. Pick up the phone anytime I'm here. I'm like, oh, that's great. So that's the main thing. If it's not taking as long as some people thought they were in the past. And the second thing was the appraisal going to eat it up. No, they just have certain guidelines they have to go by. It's not necessarily different than any other.
Mm-hmm.
They have, you know, they may take a couple of days longer than the normal conventional appraisal to go through, but it's still in a timely manner. It's not as long as most people had thought in the past. So just
right.
The misinformation about time.
Right.
Yeah.
That's really important.
Yeah.
And I think that you just made a really good point. Again, we go back to the lenders. Making sure that your lender is responsive and available. And if they're not going to be responsive and available on the weekend, that you've set your client up for success on a Friday.
You have to.
Right? So if you know that they're not going to be available to you over the weekend, that you've got your letter ready, you've got everything good to go, that you're confident in your ability to fill out that VA exhibit, finance exhibit, and that you're not going to need them and it won't become a crutch not having them, if you have to submit an offer over the weekend, because as we know, most of the multiple offer situations, you know, they collect offers and everything's a wrap by Sunday night. It's a wrap. One other thing that I thought of while you were saying that is that because I'm thinking to myself of the lending institutions that are more of a, you know, 8-to-5,
right?
Like a Navy Federal or USAA.
Exactly. I didn't want to say that, but okay.
No, I mean they're well known, but those lending institutions typically work on a more business
very much so.
Day business schedule. I mean, we know how the VA hospitals and all these other VA places,
right.
You know, there's a schedule, there's a routine, military routine.
Yes.
So. Nothing wrong with that, but just being aware as a representative of that buyer that those people probably aren't going to be available on the weekend, but also that there are products that some of those people have that might suit or be tailored to your client better depending on the situation.
Absolutely.
Not just going with, you know, your favorite lender
because
they have it.
Right.
But checking, when I work with VA clients, I tell them to check in with a few different options.
Absolutely.
And just tell them your scenario, situation, tell them your timeline, have that conversation with them. Here's the resources I have available to me. Here's how long I intend to own this home. You know, I had a young veteran recently that was hoping to get married soon.
Okay.
And he chatted with the lender and determined that it wasn't best to use his VA status, that he should buy conventional so that he could hold on to that, not use his eligibility and keep it as a rental.
Right.
Long story short, he ended up using a product meant for veterans that was not a VA loan.
That's awesome.
I would have never known to advise him that.
Right.
So him having those conversations with, you know, two or three different lenders that work with veterans led him to a solution that was going to benefit him for the next 5 years.
That's awesome.
Because his goal was, you know, not to be in that house after 2 to 3 years.
Right.
So there are people out there, lenders out there, I couldn't just sit here and spit off names, but there are lenders out there that have different options and products geared toward veterans that if it's not the VA loan at this moment, maybe there's another product that's specific and special and specifically tailored to a veteran that you could take advantage of.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's the main thing, understanding that every client is different and you have to understand their situation. So I agree with you 1,000%. Understanding that is paramount. It's like, hey, man, okay, we're ready to go.
Right.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah. So in closing, is there anything that you feel that you have on your heart or in your experience to share? And is there anything that you would advise? This is a two-part question.
Okay.
And if that's too much, that's fine. You tell me, we'll break it up.
No, but I got you.
But anything that you have on your heart to share about this or some, a message maybe you'd want to give to other agents just about VA and veterans? And then also, what next steps would you advise an agent to take if they were like, I need to learn more about this, or if they wanted to reach out to you, or if, you know, what would you advise them to do?
Okay. The first thing is understanding that if you did not have a bad experience with a VA loan, don't continue to, you know, put out that information. If you had a bad experience, then do the research and understanding why. Was it the loan side? Was it another agent? It's not always the VA loan itself that's the bad thing. So just understanding that it's usually the people that's behind it.
Absolutely.
That's the most important thing. So, and if you had a, you know, if you haven't had a bad experience with it, hey, continue to support our veterans. That's the most underserved community out there, according to veterans, of course. But yeah, just, and if you need me or someone in my team, we're more than happy to help. You know, I'm available. So reach out to me. I'm here.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, we really appreciate you coming in,
it's
Tony.
A pleasure.
I am thrilled to meet you.
And same here.
Look forward to being your friend going forward.
Right, the same.
And story. I love that Deanne got you into all of this. I'm going to have to give her another pat on the back for that.
I give a big hug. We love you, Deanne.
And we hope to continue to see you around the Atlanta Realtor Center.
We will.
Awesome.
All right. Thank you so much, Tony.
All right.
Thank you for tuning in to the Atlanta Realtors Rundown. Please subscribe, and for more information on how to get engaged, check us out at atlantarealtors.com. We look forward to having you join us for the next episode.